Would you please turn to the book of Ephesians?
请我们一起打开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 21.
以弗所书第五章十五到二十一节。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
But be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Always giving thanks to all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Father God, in the day of our Lord's resurrection, we gather in His name.
父啊，当我们在这个复活的日子一同聚集的时候，
May the Holy Spirit open your word to us.
愿圣灵能够打开你自己的话语。
So our heart be enlightened to know the will of our Lord.
所以我们能够知道我们主他的旨意。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians, we've been saying that is a short phrase talking about the whole Christian journey.
我们在以弗所书，我们说它是一个简短的，在那里说。
It's a phrase, right? It's a phrase that we have to put off our old man and put on our new man.
这个简短的这句话呢，就是要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
It's a very simple phrase, but it's really talking about the whole journey of Christian life.
虽然是一个简短的这个句子，但是呢，实在让我们看见我们整个基督徒的一生都是如此。
And in the book of Ephesians, it gives us many examples how to walk in this new man, how to put off this old man, but how to put on this new man.
在以弗所书我们看到有好多的例子，如何来脱去旧人，又如何来穿上新人。
And the subject that we've been meditating on recently.
这几次我们一直在思考的这个问题。
That is us.While we're putting on this new man, we ought to learn how to walk in the light.
我们如何穿上新人又行在光中？
You know, while we're in the old man, we are not only walking in the darkness, we are darkness.
当我们说我们是旧人的时候，并不是说我们只是行在暗中，而是我们自己就是一个暗昧。
But while putting on this new man, we are walking in this light because we are light.
当我们穿上新人的时候，不是因为我们只是因为我们行在光中，而是因为我们成了光明之子。
The life of Christ within us is a light to man.
这个光在人来看是一个光明。
The life of Christ within us, right, is a light, and in this light, we're walking in the light.
因为这个光在我们的主里面，这个光也在我们里面，这生命就是光。
So, While we walk in the light, not only we will bear fruit in every aspect.
当我们行在光中的时候，我们要结出各样的果子。
While walking the light, we can see things clearly happening around us.
当我们行在光中，我们也能够看见周围都在光中。
We have the obligation to expose what's going wrong.
我们也有这个责任能够把这些显明出来。
But more importantly, while we're walking in the light,
更重要的是当我们行在光中的时候，
we are out to examine every part of life to see what are we really living in this light.
我们需要来检查看我们是不是实在在光中。
The paragraph that the passage that we've been reading talking about in seven verses talking about how do we know we are really walking the light.
我们刚刚读的这七节圣经实在来告诉我们我们是怎样来行在这光中。
If we walk in the light, we'll walk carefully.
当我们在光中行的时候我们要谨慎行事。
We're not doing things in haste.
我们不会急急忙忙的在那里做事。
We will give ourselves to some time, give the Lord some time, just waiting on the Lord, praying for the Lord.
我们会在主面前等候祷告。
While we walk in the light, that we will make the most of our time.
我们在光中行的话呢，我们也会珍惜光阴。
Because the dark days are evil.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
And today we would like to meditate on the third thing, while walking in the light, that we ought to know the will of the Lord.
第三件事情我们今天要一同来思想的就是当我们行在光中我们需要明白神的旨意。
Now, knowing the will of the Lord is so vital, so important to the Christian life.
因为认识神的旨意是何等的重要。
From the day that we believe in the Lord, we are being regenerated, we have the desire in our heart, we want to know the will of the Lord.
当我们重生得救的那一天起，我们就里面有这个有那个愿望，愿意来认识我们主的旨意。
And we have a desire, saying, turn the Lord, Lord, if this is the will of yours, then I'm willing to walk on it, no matter what the price I have to pay.
我们会转向主，向他祷告说，主，若是这真是你的旨意，我愿意付代价来行。
And it is said that this is also one of the most popular things among Christians, how to know the will of the Lord.
而且这也是一个非常让所有的基督徒在那里想要知道的这个主题，就是如何明白神的旨意。
Knowing the will of the Lord is very important. It is the base of our prayer.
知道神的旨意是非常的重要，这也是我们用来祷告的基础。
And a lot of times we've been wondering why sometimes my prayer has been answered by the Lord, sometimes not.
有的时候我们会在那里疑惑为什么有的时候我的祷告蒙答应蒙垂听有的时候却不。
A lot of times we say, this is something that my Lord ought to do. This is really make all this, all everything make sense to go this way.
有的时候我们会跟主说怎么回事呢这个好像这个就是神的旨意我所做的这个应该都对呀。
But the Lord never answers.
但是好像主就是不答应。
And that's in the first John chapter 5, it says.
在约翰一书第五章里头说。
So it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him.
这个是我们向他所存的信心。
That if we ask anything.
若是我们向他求什么。
According to his will, he answers, he hears us.
若是照着他的旨意向他求什么，他就听。
That's a big promise, right?
这是一个非常大的应许。
You can ask of the Lord anything.
我们可以向主求任何事。
And he hears us.
他听我们。
But there's a condition to that word.
但这里面有一个条件。
And the things that we've been asking him is according to his will.
我们所求的是照着他的旨意。
If this is something that really our Lord is going to do, and we pray for that, He hears.
若是这个事情是我们主所要做的，我们来祷告，他一定会听我们。
So it's things like this, you know, our Lord has something in His hand He wants to do.
这个事情好像是这样，我们的主他自己有手中的工作要做。
He places that burden in our heart first.
他把他的旨意放在我们的心中，成为我们的负担。
And while we start praying according to His will, He has the answer.
当我们响应在那里祷告，照着他的旨意的时候，他就垂听。
It's also in the book of Isaiah 4:45 says, the Lord says, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hand.
就像在以赛亚书45章里面说到，我们的这位耶和华神，他告诉我们，关于将来的事，他众子和他手的工作。
Now, if we ask about that, we can even command him.
当我们在那求的时候，我们甚至可以命定他来成就。
That tells us about the privilege he's given us through the prayer.
这就说到我们主把这个权利赐给了我们。
As a true prayer, there's a lot of things that can be done.
借着祷告呢，很多的事情可以成就。
As long as this is something that's in His hand, He's about to do.
若是这个事情，只要这些事情是他手中的工作，是他想要做的。
So it's so important for us to know.The next question we're going to ask, what are the things that are in His hand? What are the things He is about to do?
所以呢，这个是很重要，我们要知道什么是他手中的事情呢？什么是他要做的呢？
A lot of times, so when we come to this subject about the will of the Lord, we sometimes feel it's so difficult to know the will of the Lord.
但是有的时候当我们在寻求主的旨意的时候，我们会觉得真的很难来理解主他的旨意。
Even Paul, when he was writing the book of Romans chapter 11, verse 33-36,
就像保罗在那个罗马书11章里头33-36节里头讲到。
And there he uttered this praise about God, said, Oh, the depthof the riches of his wisdom and his understanding.
他在那里赞美主，也在那里赞叹主他那个丰富的智慧和知识。
So how unsearchable are his judgments?
他的判断是何其的难测。
How unfathomable are his ways?
他的踪迹又何其难寻。
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
谁知道主的心？
Who became his counselor?
谁做过他的谋士？
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
谁知道主的心呢？
Isn't that the feeling that we have a lot of times concerning the will of the Lord?
这是不是就是我们有同样的感觉，当我们在那里思考主他自己的旨意的时候？
You know, the book of the Romans is talking about the salvation, the full salvation.
我们知道罗马书是讲到那个全备的救恩。
我 was saved, I was justified by faith, was sanctified by faith, and one day will be glorified by faith.
我们得救，我们因信称义，我们也因信成圣，我们最终要得着荣耀。
Now, that's from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
这是从第一章到第八章中说的。
And starting chapter 12 is talking about how we apply all this full salvation in our daily lives.
到十二章开始呢，说到这个全备的救恩如何在我们的日常的生活中被显出来。
For some reason, the Spirit of the Lord moves the apostles start talking about the salvation of Israel.
但是在这当中呢，圣灵在那感动保罗说到以色列他们。
He was talking about.How Israelites been chosen by God.
谈到以色列是如何蒙神的拣选。
The whole nation Israel was God's elect.
我们知道以色列人是神的选民。
But for some reason, they reject Christ.
但是他们却拒绝了基督。
They even up to today, the nation Israel still doesn't believe Christ is the coming Messiah.
直到今日，以色列人仍然不相信耶稣基督就是他们在等候的弥赛亚。
Paul is saying that's because they want to be justified by their own works.
因为保罗说到他们想靠行律法来称义。
Not through the way of faith.
而不是因那个信心来称义。
But isn't then the Israel nation going to perish eternally?
是不是以色列人他们终究都要灭亡呢？
And God's plan on them will be fulfilled forever.
神在他们身上的计划就不能成就呢？
By no means.
不是这样子的。
Because one day when the fullness of Gentile comes in,
当不是这样子，因为当的就是外邦人数有一天要填满的时候
，and whole Israel will be saved.
哦，以色列的渔民全家就要得救。
He was talking about the salvation, the whole history of Israel.
当他在那里谈到所有以色列他们得救的这个历史。
He from within his heart, he uttered this word of praise.
所以在他的心的深处，他在那里称赞我们的神。
The depth of the riches of his wisdom and his knowledge.
他的智慧和知识是何其的丰富。
Who can know the mind of the Lord?
谁能知道我们主的心？
Even today, the mainstream Christianity still think.Now, story of Israel nation already ended.
即便是在今日，有许多基督教
主流
基督教的主流，他们仍然觉得以色列这个选民这个时代已经过了。
They don't believe there is a millennial kingdom. Literally, 1,000 years, the kingdom is going to come in.
他们也不相信这个千禧年这个国度会来。
Because they think the whole promises that God has on nation Israel are already fulfilled.
他们觉得神在以色列选民这个已经成就了。
Because they said the Bible says, you know, we are true Israelites.
因为圣经上说我们是真以色列人。
So the church has already fulfilled the promises that God has on nation Israel.
所以呢，这个教会呢，就是已经成为这个神在以色列身上的计划的实现。
Is that really so?
是这样子吗？
Then how do we do it how are we going to understand chapter 11 of Romans?
那若是这样，我们怎样来理解罗马书十一章呢？
Not only just that thing, right? There are also a lot of other things that among Christians there's a lot of debate there.
不仅仅是这样子，在基督徒。之间，基督教之间还有好多为这个的辩论。
Well, if there is a millennial kingdom, and if we're going to just going rapture, when the rapture is going to happen?
若是真是还有这个千禧年，若真是还有这个那个被提的事情，那这个事情什么时候发生呢
？What is the Lord's will going to rapture His people?
神他在这个世上的旨意是什么呢？他是怎样来被让那个他的子民们被提
？Whether it be before tribulation, during the tribulation, or post tribulation，
是在大灾难前，还是在大灾难中，还是在大灾难以后
？Yeah, I think there are so many different opinions about many subjects of the Bible.
这个在圣经读圣经的时候，确实有许多不同的这个理解。
So in the Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29。
在申命记29:29里面讲到。
It says, you know, the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
这隐秘的事是属耶和华我们的神。
But the things revealed belong to us and our sons forever.
唯有明显的事是永远属于我们和我们的子孙。
Why is that?
为什么是这样子呢
？That we may observe all the words of the law.
因为这样子呢，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切。
In there, the Lord that is telling Israelites that there are things that are secret things belong to the Lord only.
那个时候呢，神有告诉他们，这个里面有一些隐秘的事是属乎我们的神的。
There are things only the Lord knows. He has not revealed any of them to us.
有些事情是隐藏的，我们的神没有向我们显明。
But there are things which are obvious, which are manifested, revealed to us.
但有些事情呢是明显的，是显明向我们启示的。
We need to make the distinction of these two things.
我们需要在这两件事情、两类的事情当中来分辨。
So that we may observe all the words of the Lord.
这样呢，我们就可以遵行这一切的律法上的那个要求。
While we come to the word of the Lord.
为什么我们要来读主的话呢
？While we are reading His word, we need to know there are things there that only belong to God.
当我们在读主的话的时候，我们确实要记得有些是神所隐藏的。
Without realizing this, we may fall into a useless debate.
哦，若不是这样子的话呢，我们有的时候会落在一些无用的这些辩论的里面。
We will ignore those important things that we ought to observe today.
哦，却忘记了这些重要的，让我们要来遵行的事情。
So there are things that reveal to us.
哦，这些事情是向我们启示的。
And those things that were once hidden from us, they were mystery to us.
原先这些是隐藏的，是奥秘的。
But now,
但现在
they have been revealed to us.
却是向我们启示显明的。
And we ought to know.
我们必须知道。
We have the obligation to know what has been revealed of the Lord to us.
我们有这个责任来知道神已经向我们显明的事情。
So when we come to the subject of knowing the will of the Lord,
当我们在这里一同来思想如何来认识神的旨意的这事。
It's not talking about to know those things that the Lord never reveals to us.
我们不是在那里讲一些神向着我们隐藏不让我们知道的事情。
Those are the things, the secret to God, God alone.
这些是隐藏的，是这个在神属乎神的。
But there are things.
但有些事。
Which already revealed to us.
已经被显明启示给我们的。
We have to know.
我们必须知道。
If we do not know,
若我们不知道。
We do not know the will of the Lord revealed through His Word.
若不知道神已经向我们启示的这些事。
Ephesians says that we are foolish.
以弗所说上说我们是糊涂人。
Chinese translation is a little bit light, right? It's a very heavy word. It's foolish. We're fool in His eyes.
这个中文的翻译哈比较客气，其实这个话是讲的比较重的，应该说是愚昧人。
So, there are things that have been revealed to us that we can know.
因为实在有些事情神已经向我们启示，我们需要知道。
And we have to spend time to effort on knowing what's been revealed to us, the will of the Lord.
我们需要花时间在那里寻求已经向我们显明的这些事。
So how then the question is how are we going to know the will of the Lord?
那接下来的问题是我们如何来认识他的旨意呢？
How does the Lord reveal His will to us?
他又是怎样向我们来启示的呢？
I think the first thing that He revealed His will to us is through His word.
第一件事就是他借着他自己的话。
Through the written scripture that he has revealed to us what the things that he is doing and what are the things that he is about to do.
借着这个圣经他所写给我们的这些话，他告诉我们他正在做的和将来要做的。
Psalm chapter 119 says, Thy word.Is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
诗篇119篇里头讲到，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
His word is a light.
他的话是光。
Through this light, we can know His will.
借着他的话，我们能知道他的旨意。
And He has revealed His will through His word to us.
他把他的旨意借着他的话向我们显明。
In the book of Ephesians, we've been studying that he revealed his eternal purpose to us.
在以弗所书我们看见主向我们显明的启示的他的永远的旨意。
The things that our Lord is aiming on, is the moving toward to, eternally.
我们的主他在永世里面要成就的事情。
That's one day with the time, with the fullness of time.
当日期满足的时候。
And everything, the things above on the earth, things in the heavens.
要使天上地上。
And everything will be summing up in Christ Jesus.
一切所有的都要在基督里同归于一。
He's going to make the Christ, His Son, supreme among all things.
他要让基督在这一切事上做元首。
And that means only those things who are concerning His Son.
这个说到他有关他儿子的事。
Are the things that our Heavenly Father is after.
这也是我们的天父心中所要的。
Only those things which will manifest His Son, who would put His Son in the first place.
是要在那里显明并要高举他的儿子。
Is the work that our Heavenly Father is doing.
是我们的天父在天上已经想要做的。
Knowing this eternal purpose of the Lord.
我们知道这个永远的旨意。
Is very important to our Christian service.
对我们服侍, 在主里的服侍非常重要。
There are so many things in church that we have to spend our time, our effort to serve.
在聚会, 在教会当中我们有许多的事情我们在那里服侍主。
What are the things that are most important in His heart, in the Lord's heart?
什么是我们主心目中最重要的呢?
Only those things which will manifest the good of Christ.
只有那个是来显明我们基督的这些事情。
Only those things will lift up our Christ up high, that people can see Him, to believe in Him, that's of value in His eyes.
只有那些是能够高举我们主的名, 让万人都能看见我们的主的。
Yeah, a lot of times we spend a lot of efforts, you know, may not be valuable in the sight of the Lord.
有些事情我们可能花了好多的时间, 但是在神的心中却不是那么有价值。
So it is vital for us to spend our time worthy of our efforts. That's or only those things we are aiming towards His Son.
所以我们在那里, 真的是 要做的这些事情是真正的能够让主的心得的喜悦, 真正是来荣耀我们主的事情。
See, under this eternal purpose of the Lord,
在这个神永远的旨意之下,
to move forward toward this eternal purpose of the Lord,
或者就是向着这个神的永远旨意,
our Lord also reveals a lot of His will to us.
我们的主也向我们启示了很多他的旨意。
Now, there are many passages in the book talking about what the will of the Lord is.
有许多的圣经的 这个片段讲到 他向着我们的旨意。
For example, like in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4.
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦前书4章3节。
Says, for this is the will of God.
神的旨意。
That's your sanctification.
就是要你们成为圣洁。
That it should be abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
远避隐形, 保守你们的身体。
The church in the Thessalonica, it was a very young church.
帖撒罗尼迦这个 教会是一个非常年轻的教会。
They haven't in Christ for too long.
他们认识主时间不久。
But they already had a very good testimony.
他们确实有美好的见证。
They have a work of faith.
他们有 为着信心而有的工作。
They have a labor in love.
他们有爱中的劳苦。
They have a patience in hope in Christ Jesus.
在基督 这个 盼望的里面, 他们有忍耐。
Also, they have been going through a lot of persecution.
他们也经历许多的逼迫。
A lot of hardship from their own countrymen.
从那个犹太人那里得着的这受到的这些逼迫。
So they, Paul was writing this letter to encourage them, to admonish them.
保罗在这里就是写这封书信，在那里要鼓励他们。
With the coming of the Lord as the things to encourage them to uphold themselves, to be stand firm in all these afflictions.
鼓励他们在这些逼迫当中能够站立得稳。
But then he starts admonishing them to edify them, you know, how what are the things they ought to learn in the Lord.
接着呢，保罗也在那里教训他们，教导他们哪些事情他们应当学习。
And the first thing that said in Paul's heart was their sanctification.
第一件事情保罗提到的就是他们的需要成圣。
He admonishing them that you ought to, you know, possess your own vessels andHonor and sanctification.
要保守他们自己的身体，成为一个圣洁的。
Abstain themselves from any, from all sexual immoralities.
远避各样的淫行。
Oh, that's in the heart of the apostle himself.
这也讲到保罗他自己。
And he said this is the will of the Lord.
他说这是神的旨意。
So if you want to know the will of the Lord, simple. You know, we abstain ourselves from any sexual immorality.
所以你要知道神的旨意很简单，就是要远避淫行。
Then in the chapter 5, he also said.
完，在第五章里头他又说到。
He says about rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
In everything give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
这是神在基督耶稣里向我们定的旨意。
Do you want to walk in? Do you want to know the will of the Lord?
你要知道神的旨意吗
？Do you want to walk on His path?
你想要行在他的光中吗
？Rejoice.
喜乐。
And rejoice always.
常常喜乐。
When the time of sorrow.
当你觉得下沉的时候
when were you unemployed?
当你失去工作
we get in a very severe sickness?
或者得了重病
outwardly, you know, we worry, right?
在外面我们一定会忧虑
we're just trying to find the good solution for the troubles we've been facing.
我们一定会在那里想办法来解决这些难处。
But he says it's the will of the Lord that you rejoice within your heart.
但是他说神的旨意是要叫你们在心中有喜乐。
No, joy is not quite the same as happy in our to my understanding. Right? Joy is more of within and happy is more in without.
我的感觉这个喜乐。好，这边说的喜乐跟外面的欢喜不太一样。这个喜乐是从心中出来的，这个欢喜呢只是外面的。
No, outwardly we may have encountered so many afflictions, so a lot of hardship.
外面的人我们可能正在经历很多的难处。
We're very sad. We're so down.
我们很伤心，很下沉。
But for some reason, there is a joy within our heart.
但是说不出来，心中却是有一种说不出来的喜乐。
And it's the will of the Lord, you know, cling to the Lord. He will impart that joy in your heart.
这就是神的旨意。当我们来亲近神的时候，他把那个喜乐放在我们中间。
So the will of the Lord is not that difficult to know, right?
所以神的旨意不难领会。
And do you want to know the will of the Lord?
你想知道神的旨意吗
？Pray without ceasing.
祷告不住的祷告。
No matter in what condition, just pray.
不管是怎样的情形，只要祷告。
When we are facing the crossroad of our life,
当我们正在生命的十字路口的时候
，we pray.
我们祷告。
When we are facing mistreatment or facing misunderstanding, we pray.
当我们遇见苦待的时候，被人冤枉的时候， 我们也来祷告。
Even when the our things, everything seems to be very smooth, everything is okay.
或者当我们觉得什么事情都很顺利，都好的时候，
we still need to pray.
我们仍然是来祷告。
We need to maintain that constant communion with the Lord.
我们需要跟主之间有那个常常不断的这个交通。
Always have that intimate fellowship with the Lord.
与神之间有那个与主之间有那个亲密的那个交通。
And Paul says, that's the way of the Lord.
这个就是神的旨意。
You want to know the will of the Lord?
你想知道神的旨意？
In everything, give thanks.
在凡事上来谢恩。
When he heard our prayer, he answered our prayer, we give thanks.
当他听了我们的祷告，我们感谢他。
Even sometimes he seems to tarry, he seems to hold back, not answering our prayer.
也有的时候呢，他在那里要我们等待，他不答应我们的祷告的时候。
We still give thanks.
我们仍然来感谢。
No, we thank you, even though you haven't answered my prayer yet.
我们仍然来感谢他，虽然他没有答应我的祷告。
I know you are teaching me, you are admonishing me, you are molding me to be more like you, to these things that you haven't answered my prayers.
当我在那里等候的时候，你正是在那里教导我，在那里磨成变化我。
So, you know, these are just examples of the scripture, very clearly stating what the will of the Lord is.
这就是圣经的教导给我们看得很清楚，这是神的旨意。
But strictly speaking, the whole book of the Holy Scripture is the way of the Lord.
所以严格的来说呢，整本圣经都是神的旨意。
Every commandment He's given to us is the way of the Lord.
每一个他向我们说的命令都是神的旨意。
You need to walk carefully.
我们必须谨慎。
Not in haste.
不要急躁。
Not to rush into conclusion.
不要接着马上要知道这个结果如何。
That's the will of the Lord.
因为这是神的旨意。
Make the most of your time.
要珍惜时间。
Even redeem your time.
甚至要夺回你失去的光阴。
Because the days are evil.
因为当今的世代邪恶。
That's the will of the Lord.
这是神的旨意。
You want to follow the will of the Lord?
你要来遵行神的旨意吗？
Try to find commandments in the book that we can observe every day.
在这里我们要寻找我们每天都可以来遵行的神的命令。
So sometimes it puzzles me.
有的时候呢，让我也觉得，这个不是很清楚。
困惑啊。
困惑。
Why Christians today are asking the will of the Lord so often.
为什么基督徒当今现在的基督徒常常来问神的旨意是什么？
Why when people talking about giving a speech on knowing the will of the Lord so become so popular?
为什么是这样子的多就是这些讲员都来讲这个题目？
Why people trying to ask this person, that person, what the will of the Lord is, how should I do this way, how do I do that way?
为什么我们基督徒之间也在那里问，问这个或者问那个，到底神的旨意是什么呢？
In the meantime, there's no desire or heart to read His word.
但是呢，我们心中却没有这个希望，那个愿望去来读主的话。
Whenever we should sit down, just start opening the Bible, start reading a fewpassages, a few paragraphs, so we start falling asleep.
当我们坐下来开始读圣经的时候，没读几节，我们就开始要睡觉。
I always think it's so difficult to read his word.
反正就觉得真的是好难呢，读他的话。
You know, not mentioning spending a fixed amount of time daily to read this word. Even occasionally read this word becomes difficult.
所以我们没有固定的时间来读主的话。有的时候在那教导主的话也变得非常的难。
With that attitude, we come to ask people, you know, what will the Lord is?
我们就在那里问弟兄姐妹主的旨意到底是什么。
And it's a Chinese saying, I don't know how to translate, right? It's more like to find a fish in a tree, 缘木求鱼。So try to find something that is not the right place.
也就像中文有一句话说到缘木求鱼、这个不是在对的地方寻找。
God has revealed the things that we ought to know, we can know in His Word.
主已经把他、我们能够知道的，我们需要知道的，都已经向我们显明在这圣经里面。
Only if we spend time reading His Word, His will be revealed to us, will be become clear to us.
只有当我们花时间来读主的话，他的旨意就会变得清楚明白。
With the word of the Lord in our heart, when we are facing some difficulties, when we are coming to the crossroad of life,
当我们把主的话存在心中，当我们遇到这个十字路口或者碰到难处的时候，
Somehow the word of the Lord instructs us.
这神的话会来教导我们。
It gives a very good, clear way that this is the way you should go, and that's not the way that you should go.
他会非常清楚地指明是从这条路走，而不是往那个方向走。
So the first way to know the will of the Lord is reading His word.
所以第一个我们、来认识神的旨意的方法就是来读他的话。
We'll be saying, as a new man, we ought to walk in the light.
说到我们
His word is light.
说到我们、这个新人要行在光中，而他的话就是这个光。
The second thing that to know, the second way to know the will of the Lord.
第二个认识主旨意的方法。
Is through the light in this life.
是能够、行在他话的光中，
生命的光中，
生命的光中。
We still said, the life is the light of man.
生命、在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In this light of life, we can see what the word of the Lord is.
这就是生命的光啊。我们可以看见主他要我们做的。
From the day one, we've been born again.
当我们重生的第一天开始。
This new life has already important in us.
这个新的生命已经住在我们里面。
We are already capable of knowing what the Lord, will of the Lord is.
我们已经可以认识神的旨意。
Sometimes, we may not find the word of the Lord to tell us how to do.
我们可能不知道、借着神的话、我们可能不能知道怎么做。
Maybe we have heard a lot of opinions and voices around us that tell what to do.
我们可能听到各种各样的说法。
But for somehow, in the deep down of our heart, we know that just don't know why we know this is the right way and this is not right, this is the wrong way.
但是呢，在我们心的深处，我们就是好像就能够知道这个是对的，那个是错的。
The anointing of the Spirit is speaking to us in deep down in our hearts in the new life.
因为圣灵的恩膏在我们的心的深处，在那里告诉我们。
So since we're born again, we need to start exercise this new life, the sense of the new life.
所以当我们重生得救以后呢，我们就要来操练这个新的生命。
The sense of this new life.
这个生命的那个感觉。
The very beginning, we may be wrong.
一开始也许我们会错。
A lot of times we may heard the voice of our own will.
有的时候我们听到的声音可能是我们自己的意思。
When time passes, turn out it's really not the will of the Lord.
最后我们发觉这个并不是神的旨意。
But that's okay.
但这也没有问题。
Because the needs need exercise.
因为我们需要来学习来操练。
We need to put faith on His word.
我们需要凭着信心来接受他的话。
Because his word says that this life is the light of man.
因为他的话是说到这个生命就是人的光。
We just have to put our faith on Him, put our faith on his word.
我们需要来相信他，来相信他的话。
And this life is real.
这个生命是真的。
A lot of times you don't need others to teach you.
有的时候你真的不需要别人来告诉你。
Sometimes the voices around us may confuse us.
甚至我们周边的声音会来使我们觉得 糊涂。
As long as we put our faith on this inner voice,
当我们真是在那里相信我们里面的那个声音的时候，
the Lord is taking the responsibility.
我们的主他会负全部的责任。
He will let us know this is a voice, this is a light that have imparted in us in our life.
他会向我们显明这个就是他已经放在我们里面的那个生命那个光。
And this life, just like any life, needs to grow, right?
我们也知道这个生命就像任何的生命需要成长。
Well, at the very beginning, this life just like a baby. Okay?
最开始的时候呢，就像一个婴孩的这样的生命。
The baby knows well of the parents. Right? I've been with my grandchildren for the past week.
对婴儿呢，常常他并不知道，就是。
Sometimes they know.
有的时候他们知道，这个就是大人的这个意思。就像我上个星期去我的那个孙儿们那儿。
And even my little grandson, he doesn't know how to speak. I don't know how much he understands what I said.But he knows what's right, what's wrong. You know, if it's about time to sleep, he doesn't sleep or cry. If it's about time to eat, he doesn't eat. You know, he should make all kinds of excuses.
就像我的最小的小外孙哈，他就是知道什么时候做什么事情。他知道，当他想应该睡觉的时候，他不想睡的时候他就哭。他需要吃的时候他不吃他也会在那里闹。
Right. So, but this is not something that the parent wants to always be in, right? Is that they are adorable, but it's not good to be always in that state.
这个其实也不是父母喜欢他们一直在这样的情形当中。
So, why we grow?
当我们成长的时候。
Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 12,
在罗马书十二章里面
chapter 12, verse 2, it says,
第二节说到
you know, he said, do not conform to this world,
不要那个效法这个世界
but to be transformed,
却是要心意更新变化
to provide the renewal of your mind,
就是心思要更新变化
so that you will know what the will of the Lord is.
所以你就可以查验
what are the good, acceptable, and perfect will of the Lord.
你就可以查验何为神善良成全可喜悦的旨意
So while we're growing,
当我们成长的时候
one thing that we have to learn,
有一件事情我们要学的。
That we have to first not to be conformed to this world.
第一件事情我们要知道，不是来效法这个世界。
You know the world has its own system.
这个世界有一个系统。
The world has its own way of thinking things.
这个世界有它自己的方法来思想一些事情。
It has its own logic. It has its own value system.
有自己的价值观，有自己的逻辑。
They have a way of evaluating things, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's good or bad, whether it's valuable or not.
他们在那里判断这事情对和错，有价值与否。
That's also the life that we've been always in before we believe in the Lord.
这个也是我们曾经在信主之前所经历的。
Now, while we are, after we've been a good Christian, we're still so used to the way that we used to think things.
即便我们已经成为基督徒，一个好的基督徒的时候，我们仍然会习惯于过去的那套思维的方式。
So once we believe in the Lord,
当我们信主了以后呢
we have to start putting all these ways, all these thinking away.
我们需要把这些思维的方式放在一边。
Rather, we need to be transformed.
我们需要改变。
By the renewing of our mind.
心思更新。
Our mind needs to be renewed.
我们的心思需要变化。
We have to start thinking things a different way.
我们需要用不同的方法来思想这些。
We have to value things the way the Lord values it.
我们要照着神他的这个方法，他所喜悦的来判断。
We have to know what the Lord is after.
我们要明白神所喜悦的。
You know, that really takes time. Yeah.
这个需要时间。
Now, why would we need to read the Bible?
我们为什么要读圣经呢？
By reading the Bible, there's one effect, that is, we start thinking the way the Lord thinks.
当我们读圣经的时候，久而久之，我们就会开始按照神所思维的方式去思维。
We start to know when facing this trouble, what the Lord thinks, what the Lord considers.
当我们碰到一些情形的时候，我们会明白神会怎样做。
The more we read about His Word,
越多来读他的话，
the more we conform ourselves to the Lord Himself.
我们可以越多的来向我们的神。
Our minds just start being renewed.
我们的心思就会更新。
And one day, you know, we start thinking the things that He's thinking.
有一天，我们会变得我们想的是他所想的。
And it will become the occasion that we don't need to ask the Lord anymore.
好，到那个时候，我们可能就不用再来问我们的主。
Because what I've been thinking, I've been going through, is what He's thinking.
所以我所经历的，我所思想的，都是他所思想所要我们经历的。
My heart, my mind have been conformed to the Lord.
好，我的心思意念已经能够像主那样。
You know, in the book of Amos, it says The two men are not agree. How can they work together? So if we want to work together, work along with the Lord, our heart has been aligned with God's heart.
就像阿莫斯这里说到，两人若是同若不同心，岂能同行呢？所以当我们要与主同行的话，我们必须有他同样的心思。
So while our mind has been transformed,
当我们的心思更新变化，
our hearts, our ways be in line.With God's heart and God's way.
我们的心也会跟着神像他那样。
And the will of the Lord becomes so obvious to us.
完了他的旨意他的道路就会非常明显向着我们。
Deep down in our heart, it becomes more sensitive to what he thinks.
所以我们心的深处会非常敏感主要我们做的事情。
So, that's the third thing that we have to learn, right?
这是第三个我们需要学的。
We have to start thinking the way the Lord thinks.
我们开始会知道明白主所要思想的。
You know, this is very interesting. Romans chapter 12 is really immediately after chapter 11. Right? In chapter 11, he was saying, "Who has known the mind of the Lord?"
我们看到罗马书十二章哈。直接接着十一章在那里的叹息说谁知道主的心
Well then what's the conclusion of that word we say well if nobody can know his mind then forget about it you know I'll just go my way the Lord has his own way then that's it
若是这个结论是说没有人能知道的话那就这样子了没有人可以知道神的心
But immediately after that he saysChapter 12 says, therefore, because we know, you know the depth and the width of the depth and the riches of his wisdom and the knowledge, what's our outcome? What's the conclusion?
但是十二章呢接着马上保罗就在那里说所以
So we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. We ought to renew our heart.
我们必须把身体献上当作活祭我们的心思需要更新变化
Yes, there are things that are secret to the Lord that we do not know
是我们有很多主隐藏的事情我们不能知道
But there are so many things that he has revealed to us we ought to know we have obligation to know
但是呢也有那么多的事情神已经向我们启示我们必须知道
then what's the fourth way that we need to know the will of the Lord?
那第四个方面是什么呢？怎么来知道神他的旨意呢
？The fourth way is in the book of Colossians.
在哥罗西书里面说到。
Colossians 1 verse 9 says.
哥罗西书一章九节说到。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, We have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住地祈求祷告，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
In there, Paul has a heart toward these Colossian Christians.
在那里，你看到保罗实在有心啊，在那里关心这些哥罗西人。
He prayed. He wanted them to know the will of the Lord.
他在那里为他们祷告，要他们知道神的心。
Because it's so vital to Christian life.
因为这个对基督徒的生活是那么的重要。
But please pay attention. He's saying that to know to be filled with the will of the Lord.
我们这里必须注意的就是他说到是满心知道神的旨意。
Filled with the knowledge of His will.
是满心知道。
Not just in one thing or two things we know His will.
不是只是在这件事或者那件事上。
Not one day I know about His will, it's clear, the next day I'm confused again.
哦，一天我是知道的，但有另外一天我就不清楚了。
Paul's prayer is that they will be filled with the knowledge of His will.
但保罗的祷告是说我们要满心知道。
And every day we know what will the Lord is for today.
每一天我们都知道主在今天向着我的旨意。
Everything that we'll be facing, we know what the will of the Lord is.
每一件事情上面我们都知道神的旨意。
How could it be, eh?
这怎么可能呢？
What was Paul doing then?
这个保罗他是怎样做的呢？
He was praying for them.
他是在那里为他们祷告。
He was praying for them to know, to be filled with the knowledge of His will.
要他们能够满心知道神的旨意。
You know, I sometimes wonder, you know, how much time we spend in prayer to know His will first before we even move on to the troubles we're facing.
有的时候我在想，多少时间我们是在那里好好的祷告，当我们知道神的旨意，再开始做工。
You know, so often that you know, when we're in trouble, we pray and cry to Lord, help me, right? Lord, help me to open the door for me, to remove the trouble for me.
当我们遇见这些难处了以后呢，我们在那里向着神求，主啊，帮助我，我遇到这个难处了。
Instead, we're not praying to say, well, Lord, asking the Lord, Lord, why is this happening to me? What is your will for me to face all these troubles?
其实我们应当来到主面前，先来祈求神。为什么这个事情这样发生？你到底要我经历什么？
And Paul was praying for them, and without ceasingly praying for them to know.To be filled with the knowledge of His will.
所以保罗，我们看见他在那里不住的祷告，要他们知道，满心知道神的旨意。
How would it be possible to know to be filled with the knowledge of His will?
那怎么能够满心知道神的旨意呢？
He said, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
是在一切属灵的智慧悟性上面。
We have to admit, to know His will, we need.Spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们承认我们必须有属灵的智慧和悟性才能明白神的旨意。
A lot of times that we have to admit that the reason that I do not know His will.
我得很多的时候我们必须承认，因为我们为什么不知道神的旨意呢？
Not because He has not revealed to me through His word.
并不是说他没有借着他的话向我显示。
Not because he hasn't talked to me to brothers and sisters to the things happening around me.
也不是他没有借着弟兄姐妹或借着周围的环境向我说明。
That's because I lack of that spiritual wisdom and understanding to understand.You know, what the things, what the signs, the word that the Lord has shown to me.
这是因为我缺乏这个属灵的智慧悟性，我不能明白神在那里向我说的。
You know, a lot of times, you know, when time passes, I say, had I had that wisdom and that knowledge, I would have known His will, right?
所以有的时候我们会在那里说若是我有这个属灵的智慧和悟性，我会知道明白他的旨意。
Now, what is understanding?
什么是悟性呢？
Understanding is to be clear about what the Lord has done, what the Lord has said.
哦，就是我们知道神所说的、所做的。
Yeah, He has done a lot of things, has said a lot of things through His words, through the things happening around us.
他已经说了很多，也做了很多，借着他所圣经所记载的和这个周围所发生的事。
Understanding is to understand what the meaning of it.
这个悟性就是要让我们能够明白这一切所经历。
And what is wisdom?
那智慧是什么呢？
Wisdom is to be able to apply all this understanding in our daily lives.
就是我们有这个智慧来应用我们的认识所明白的。
So we need this kind of wisdom. We need the kind of understanding, you know, to know His will.
所以我们需要这样的智慧和悟性来明白他的旨意。
Not just to know one or two what the will of the Lord.
并不是只知道一二这个神的事旨意。
Rather to be filled.
而是要满心的知道。
To be filled with the knowledge of His understand that His will, we need we're out to cry out to the Lord. Lord, impart me the spiritual wisdom understanding so that I may know Your will.
所以我们向着神的祈求就是主啊，你把这个智慧悟性赐给我，所以我能满心知道你的旨意。
As long as we see that,
当我们能够看见这一些。
We admit that we really lack of that.
我们真是缺乏这一些。
We start praying.
我们就会祷告。
Praying that the spiritual of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord impart an understanding in our heart.
所以主的灵可以把这个智慧悟性赐给我们。
So that we can understand His will.
所以我们可以明白他的旨意。
Now we will ask a question, you know,in our daily lives, is that more the time that we know His will, or the more the time that we don't know His will?
我们会问这个问题，我们日常生活经历的这些，我们是更多的时间明白他的旨意呢，还是更多的时间不明白他的旨意？
Maybe it's a later part, right? later side.
也许是后者。
We don't quite understand His will.
我们很多的时候不明白他的旨意。
You know, does Paul always know the way of the Lord?
是不是保罗都明白神的旨意？
In the book of Romans chapter 1.
我们看到罗马书的一章。
In Romans 1, Paul was the same.
保罗在那里说。
You know, I've been longing to see you.
我实在想来见你们。
I have a plan, you know, all my way to come to you.
我有这个计划，想要到罗马来看你们。
But for some reason, there are hindrances.
但是不知道为什么，就是有一些拦阻。
Just don't know why the things happen so that I cannot go to you.
但是不知道为什么，就是有这些拦阻。
Paul has a heart that wanted to impart some spiritual gift for them so that they would be edified.
保罗在这边有这个心愿，想要把属灵的恩赐给他们，坚固他们。
And there some translations say many times I have a plan, I determined to go to you.
在这边翻译里头有说到好多次他都定义要去那里。
And Paul is not the person that will make up his mind lightly, right? He must have seeking the Lord so often, he must be the burden in his heart want to go to Rome.
Yeah, 保罗他不是那种随随便便定义要做事的人，他一定在那里寻求等候。
No, that's why he said, "I have my mind. I have a plan to go."
所以他说，我的心愿意，我定义要去。
But he found so many things, so many troubles that happen around him.
但是他发觉有很多的拦阻在那里。
One day, he found maybe The airline serviceman start on strike, so his flight got canceled.
就好像这个飞机，这个突然这些服务人员都罢工了，所以那个航程被取消了。
Another time, they found they canceled the flight because the company go bankrupt.
有的时候可能这个行程被取消呢，是因为。这个航空公司他们破产了。
Just he doesn't know why it's happening. Then isn't that also the situation that we're facing often?
是不是我们也同样面临这些呢?
What Paul was doing at that time?
那保罗那个时候是怎样做呢?
How did he face this kind of difficulty?
他又怎样来面对这些难处呢?
He prayed, right?
他祷告。
He prayed without ceasing.
他不住的祷告。
So there, during his prayer, he has something that needs our observation.
他在那里祷告的时候，我们有观察到。
He was saying, perhaps.
他说，也许。
Perhaps it's according to the will of the Lord, I may go to your place without hindrance.
或者呢，照着神的旨意。 我终能得平坦的道路往你那里去。
But he has a very soft heart, adjustable heart to the will of the Lord.
他是有一颗受教的心，柔软的心，在神的面前。
Even though deep down in his heart, he was very sure that he needs to go.
虽然在他的心的深处，他知道他必须去。
But because of all these troubles, these hindrances happening,
因着所有的这些拦阻的发生,
he started learning one thing.
他在那里学习,
said, Lord, if this is your will,
他在说, 主若是你的旨意,
open the way for me.
求你开路。
So yeah, perhaps.
他说, 或者,
this is ought to be the attitude that we have to learn. Right?
这个就是我们也要学习的这个态度。
Yes, by reading the word of the Lord,
是我们要读主的话。
He has revealed so many of his world to us.
因为他借着这些话向我们启示很多他的旨意。
By the new life important in us, as we can know the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
借着他赐我们的这个重生的生命。 我们里面有那个圣灵的恩膏，能够教导我们神的旨意。By
the renewing of our mind, we can know what's the good, acceptable, and perfect of His will.
借着我们的心思更新变化，我们可以明白神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。We
also pray that the Lord give us the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们也祈求主把这个属灵的智慧和悟性赐给我们。
So that not only we know His will, we are filled with the knowledge of His will.
所以我们不单只是知道一点他的旨意，而是完全的知道他的旨意。
But even when the time the Lord decides to hide His face from us,
即便有的时候神在那里要把他的旨意隐藏起来。
Even No, the time has not arrived for him to reveal his will to us.
即便有的时候这个时间还没有到那个时间向我们显明的时候。
Oftentimes, I found this time we learn more, the most, during our spiritual journey.
这个也是我常常觉得这个是我们能够学到更多的时候。
We have to wait.
我们需要等候。
You say that the psalmist said that wait and take courage. Wait on the Lord. The Lord will give you strength. Wait on the Lord.
就像诗篇在这里说到，你们要等候耶和华，壮胆，坚固你的心。
And in those times, we have to pray, Lord, please give me strength.
我们这个时候就需要祷告，主啊，坚固。
Help me to take courage.
给我力量，给我信心。
I know your way is the best way.
因为我知道你的。 你的道路是最好的。
Even though I still don't understand, I don't know yet.
虽然我还不知道，我还不明白。
Grant me the faith so I can lean on you to live in you.
给我这个信心，我可以来依靠你，来投靠你。
So I learn more about your will.
所以我可以更多的来认识你的旨意。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious word to us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你把这个宝贵的话赐给我们。Your
word is a light, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
你的话就是我脚前的灯，路上的光。Give
me the desire to read your word.
给我这个愿望来读你自己的话语。Give
me the spiritual wisdom and understanding so that we can understand your word.
把这个属灵的智慧和悟性赐给我。
So through your word, I can know your will.
所以我能认识你的话，也借着你的话能够明白你的旨意。
I can be filled with the knowledge of your will.
所以我能满心知道你的旨意。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
And pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.